Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome, friends, to Israel Matters, a brief weekly teaching presented by Bridges for Peace. We are a ministry of Christians supporting Israel and building relationships between Christians and Jews in Israel and around the world. My name is Reverend Donald James, and I lead Bridges for Peace in Canada from our Winnipeg headquarters. Like a lot of Christians, I grew up unaware that Israel matters anymore, just assuming that God had finished with her, or perhaps even given up on her. I heard virtually nothing about Israel in my seminary training. It was apparently no longer relevant to the churches I was going to lead as a young pastor. But just under 30 years ago, no longer a pastor, I was reading Paul's letter to the Romans. Mysteriously, my Bible seemed to expand by three chapters, Romans 9, 10, and 11. I hadn't noticed them before. When Paul asks in Romans 11, 1, "Has God then rejected his people, given that the Jewish leadership had rejected Jesus as the Son of God?" my mental answer to Paul's question was, yes, God had lost patience with them after centuries of frequent idolatry and unrighteousness. He gave up on Israel and turned to Plan B, the church. Israel was in the dustbin of God's plans. To my surprise and amazement, Paul did not answer, yes, I've rejected my people, but rather an emphatic no, by no means. In the first place, he continues, I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. Then Paul alludes to Elijah when God had to tell him that he was not alone, but part of a faithful remnant of 7,000 who had not bowed the knee to Baal. Not all the Jews had rejected Jesus, the 12 apostles, of course, and the 3,000 Jewish visitors to Jerusalem on Pentecost. But the nation as a whole had missed the hour of her visitation. Yet that has not changed God's promises or his covenants or his plans for her. Over the course of the next weeks, we will look at those promises and covenants, and we'll look at their current status as the history of Israel continues to unfold. I will close today by going a little further on in Romans 11, where Paul deals with the place of non-Jews in God's purposes, the place of Gentiles. If God has not rejected Israel, if she's still the chosen people, then where do Gentiles fit in? Gentile believers in Jesus. Are we second-class citizens? By no means. In verse 17, Paul speaks of Israel as an olive tree. Listen carefully. If some of the branches were broken off by rejection of Jesus, and you, although a wild olive shoot, you Gentiles, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. So according to Paul, there is one people of God, Israel, the olive tree. When Gentiles put their faith in Jesus, they are grafted in to that tree, branches grafted into the trunk of the one olive tree. This does not mean Gentiles become Jews, as we'll discover in a future teaching, but Jews and Gentiles with their own distinctiveness become together the one people of God. In Ephesians, Paul will describe this people as the one new man, both reconciled to God in one body through the cross. Please join me next Thursday at this time as we continue to search out the scriptures and discern the times to understand why Israel matters and how that may impact our lives as believers in Jesus. To learn more about Bridges for Peace, go to bridgesforpeace.com.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on his faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in scripture, in history, and for believers today.